Logan, it's Kirk Minahan and Troy Brimond from Mutt and Lou. How are you this morning?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Great. Logan, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
You warming up yet?
Oh, yeah. Finally got defrosted for last night.
Hey, good stuff, man. Hey, talk about yesterday's game, man. Before the game, as kickoff was happening, the score came through that the Indianapolis Colts had beat the Houston Texans, man. Were there any claps, yells on the sideline or the locker room when you heard the score?
No claps or yells, but guys knew what had happened there. And, you know, just we were prepared to go out and try to win that game the best we could. And then once you get news of something like that to where something you really wanted, and then it really lit another spark, I think.
Was there a contingency plan, Logan? Let's just say that Houston and one would have changed in terms of guys playing or not playing, or was it just kind of full speed ahead?
As far as the players knew, it was full speed ahead. If there was a plan, we didn't. The only plan that we had was everyone play the whole game for 60 minutes and try to win the game. And Bill might have had other plans, had things turned out different, but as far as the players, we didn't know about that.
And I know Bill didn't want you guys looking at the scoreboard. You know, I've been there with you before on some of that stuff. But how hard was it not to look up at the scoreboard and check that Denver-Kansas City score, at least in the first quarter anyway?
Oh, yeah. I think we knew the final outcome before the game started, and we just left the field for warm-ups, and I think they flashed the score up there. And you hear the fans cheering. They were pretty happy about it. And then before we came out, that game had ended, so we knew we knew Indy had beat Houston, and we knew we were playing for something big that last night. So we came out and we got the job done.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the Denver Kansas City game. At least the first quarter of that game. I mean, was it tough for you not to look up there at the scoreboard and see what that game was doing?
Yeah, once I heard Houston lost, I knew we had a good chance for as long as we won, we had a bye. So I wasn't too concerned at that point about one or two. I knew my body needed a bye, so I was excited.
I heard that.
Well, talk about the value of the bye week, Logan. I mean, obviously, every time this team with Belichick and Brady has made the Super Bowl or won it, it's been with the bye week. So I guess talk about what that extra week means for the team.
Well, we get to look at ourselves good again. It's kind of like the bye week in the regular season. You get to study yourself, see what you've been doing good and bad, and then you get to heal up a little bit. You know, it's a long season, so there's some guys with some good bumps and bruises that need that extra week. So it's always a good thing.
Yeah, and you talk about that, you know, especially with your group in particular, the offensive line. It's been a pretty much patchwork all year long. Yourself missed some games and, you know, weren't able to be out there like you wanted to be. It's got to be really, really important for your group of guys.
Oh, yeah. Health is always a big deal, and anytime you can have a week to heal up, it's always good for you. I think you always want to go out on the field and be as fresh as possible and be able to play as fast as possible. So a week of rest is definitely going to help that.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, the importance of looking at yourself and those types of things. I think we probably saw the last 3 or 4 weeks Tom Brady get hit more than he ever had been the entire season. And you talk about looking at yourself and making some adjustments. Wasn't as bad yesterday against the Miami Dolphins. There were a couple of clean shots on those guys. Talk about how important that is for that part of your group too.
Well, that's always important. You know, you have to be hard on yourself. And if you think everything's great just because you win, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to the team. So even when we win, we know there's corrections to be made, and we'll go back and watch it on film. And it's easy to make corrections watching film, you know. You can rewind, put in slow-mo. You should have did this, you should have done that. But in reality, on the field, everything's happening really fast, and you just got to learn from those mistakes, and hopefully you can fix them. And, you know,
yeah,
in those meeting rooms, and no one's sacred. Everyone gets called out.
Well, especially when you have 7 days to do nothing. you got plenty of time to get that fixed. So
exactly.
We
can't game plan yet because there's three different teams we could be playing next in 2 weeks. So pretty much all we could work on is ourselves.
What did you think of Gronkowski yesterday?
Oh, I thought it was great to get him out there. I'm not sure how much he played. I know he wasn't out there a whole lot, but it was good to see him get in there, get a couple catches, get a touchdown. It's always good to have a guy like Gronk back. You know, he brings so much to the team from his blocking, catching, and just his attitude. And he can only help us. He's not going to hinder us at all. And, you know, you saw yesterday he's out there for I don't know how many snaps, but he already made a big touchdown for us. So it's great to have him out there.
Yep. Talk about this team getting off to a fast start the past few weeks. You haven't been able to do that the way you wanted to do it. Yesterday wasn't a fantastic start because you got stopped on fourth down there, but it was a big improvement from where it had been the previous 2 weeks, especially the San Francisco 49er game where you had so many three and outs early in that game. Talk about the difference in that for you guys yesterday.
Yeah, it was a big difference. You know, those previous two games we get out there and we were turning the ball over early, three and outs, and then yesterday we did stall there on that first drive and got stopped on fourth down. But, you know, the defense, they didn't give up any points or any long drives early in the game, so they kept us right there, and we finally got a touchdown drive, and then it went pretty good from there.
Hey, how big of a factor was, if you're watching on TV, it was tough to get a great read on it, Logan. How big of a factor was that wind yesterday?
Well, for linemen, it's no factor.
Well, yeah, but in general.
but in general, it makes a difference, especially in the kicking game and in the passing game. So you just – Bill does a good job of understanding the elements, and he coaches to the elements. So our team's always well prepared for that, and we're not going to try to do things that you shouldn't do when the elements play a factor in the game like some teams do.
Yeah, and this is not a trick question either, Logan. This is like I'm just trying to feel, you know, people are saying that the Dolphins quit yesterday. They weren't really playing hard. You know, what kind of a read did you get about your football team in a win like you guys had yesterday, in particular your defense, to got a shutout win, you know, and that, which is hard to do in any league against a professional football team. You know, what kind of read did you get about your football team going into the playoffs right now and where you guys are?
Well, I think it's pretty good. We played pretty good yesterday. People might say the Dolphins quit, but I know their defense didn't quit. Those D linemen and linebackers were still playing hard, and I don't know what their offense did, but it's hard to shut teams out. You see that every week. Not too many teams are getting shut out, and for our defense to do that, it's very good. And as anytime the offense looks up and sees a goose egg for the other team, it just gets us fired up more.
Well, exactly. And, you know, going into the playoffs, I mean, Logan, you know, a lot of the talk has been about, you know, the offensive line is great. Dante Scarnecchia is great. Logan Mankins, he's the leader. You know, he doesn't mind getting nasty with people, you know. But then when they talk about the Achilles heel of the New England Patriots, and them going up against a more physical defensive line, how do you change the mentality of the guys around you to get ready for that type of physical playoff matchup that you're probably going to face here at some point?
Yeah, you know, once you get in the playoffs, you're going to play a good defensive line, a good front seven, because that's why they're there. And games are won and lost up front. Everyone always says the recipe to beat the Patriots is to pressure Tom Brady, but that's really the recipe to beat any team. Anytime you pressure the quarterback, you're giving your team a great chance to win. And teams that can protect the quarterback and run the ball efficiently, they always have a great chance to win. So it always starts up front, and we know that, and we know we have to be physical in the run game and throw up a wall for Tom. And when we do that pretty good, we usually beat teams pretty good.
Well, Logan, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and enjoy the bye week.
Yep.
All right.
Logan,
thanks,
I appreciate it. Before I let you go, though,
oh, go ahead.
I have to ask you, and I know the last time I had you on, I love having you on the show, you know, some people sold their tickets when you lost to the San Francisco 49ers because they had reservations made in New Orleans already. Now with the bye week, you know, you have anything you want to say to those people? And should they try to get those reservations back in New Orleans?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know how we are, Troy. We one game at a time. If we can win two more games, they might want to have those reservations. But we still got two games to get there.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
You tried, Troy.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Logan.